If you aren't paying attention, now's the time. There's a new chess prodigy that stunned the world, grabbing global media attention in an instant. Ashwath Kaushik of Singapore, just 8 years young, became the youngest chess player to beat a grandmaster after a three-hour game of chess at Switzerland's Burg der Vorstadt Open. The grandmaster he beat was 37 years old, and in the realm of chess, Ashwath is not just a player, he is a maestro, orchestrating symphonies of strategy and tactics, some of which he talks about on his own YouTube channel. On today's Zoom In segment, we invite the special young man and his mother, Rohini Ramachandran, who joins us via Zoom. Good morning from Seoul, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Hi.
Thank you.
Of course. It's a pleasure to have you on our program. Ashwath, for our listeners who are just figuring out your story, this is quite a moment. First and foremost, how do you feel about your latest achievement?
I feel amazing. I feel very proud because I played really well in the game and I found a nice tactic at the end and then I won the game.
Congratulations, of course. You rose to global stardom. Has your life changed at all with the media attention and the fame?
Thank you. It has changed. It's changed a lot. And then I went back to normal life because...
Yeah, I think the immediate aftermath, it's been quite crazy. We expected it. And, you know, people were coming up to him and congratulating him. And I think there was just a fair amount of attention. Now things are slowly getting back to normal and we're also moving back to our regular routine.
Okay. Ashwath, what about your friends? Were your friends just excited to have you back? Do they know about your recent success? How did your friends react?
Not all of them did, but most of them didn't. They were saying congratulations, and even still now, my other friends say congratulations.
Yeah, that's still nice to be able to return to also a normal part of your life as well. Ashwath, let's actually talk a little bit about the game that everyone is talking about now. It put you on the maps against Poland's Jacek Stopa. Were you nervous at all during this game? And what tactic do you think led to your record-breaking victory?
I was not that nervous. I was confident. And the tactic that led to the victory was at the end, knight g5 check, winning the rook, and I will be up in exchange and winning the game.
Rohini, were you nervous watching from the sidelines?
I was. I'm always nervous when he's playing. I think going in, we were quite excited because he knew that there was a chance if he could win this game to set a new world record. So he was quite excited about that and confident going in. I think we always encourage him to go into any game with confidence, whoever his opponent is. But for me, waiting outside, I always get nervous. I'm usually like pacing up and down while he's playing inside, hoping that everything's going okay.
So then what was your first reaction, of course, once you realized that your son had just beat a grandmaster?
I think for a moment I was just stunned. Again, we knew that there was a possibility of this record. So when he came and told me that he won, it was not just that he won against a grandmaster, which on its own is like a fantastic achievement, but I kind of immediately registered that, oh, this would be a new record. And I couldn't believe it for an instant, and then I just couldn't stop smiling.
Rightfully so. What is your assessment of your son's game against a grandmaster at Switzerland? I understand that your family members, not all of you guys, play chess.
Yeah, I think my husband plays a bit. In fact, he's actually started playing more after like seeing how much seeing how much focus Ashwath has on chess. He's also kind of gotten into it. It was a good game. He played well. We were really proud of how he fought. I think there were moments when he was a little worse off, but he didn't give up. And then at the right moment, at the key moment, he was able to find the right tactic. So we're very proud of him. And, you know, not just how he played, but the whole attitude that he went in with.
Ashwath, are you a little bit uncomfortable? Should I get you a new chair? You're good. I wonder, because you learned how to play chess at the age of 4, right, Ashwath? How did it all begin?
I started using the Chess Kid app on my parents' phone. And then I practiced, and then I really liked the game. So then I continued playing and practicing chess, and then I became better and then better. And then now I'm better.
Now you're great. I understand, of course, you practice chess every day, but do you have time for other hobbies, other activities, time to play with your friends?
Yeah, in school, I play with my friends at playtime, and at home, I do other stuff like Lego. I like go cycling sometime on the weekends, and cricket and football, and in school, football and lots of other stuff.
Lots of other stuff. Well, you get a little time to be a kid, and then you also practice chess every day. How many hours do you practice chess every day, if you don't mind me asking?
A weekday is 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours. I mean, 1.5 to 2 hours. And on weekends, 7 to 8 hours.
7 to 8 hours a day. Okay. Do you also play against your father, your dad?
Yeah, sometimes in online chess.com, but
yeah, but I could not for a long time. He started beating us like long back. So at least for my ego, I don't play with him at all. My husband still does occasionally, but yeah.
Rohini, I wonder, because I think from the outside looking in, we tend to think that there must be something notably different about prodigies from a very young age. Was there something extraordinary about Ashwath you noticed early on?
I think from a young age, we realized that he has a phenomenal memory. You know, he remembers almost everything that he hears or sees. And we also noticed that he... He had a good eye for patterns, for visualization early on. So he started doing jigsaw puzzles at an early age. By the age of 4, he was already doing reasonably complex 150-piece jigsaw puzzles. And soon after that, he started Lego sets. And in general, he used to do, whether it was puzzles or the Lego, he used to do things which were a couple of years ahead of his age. And even academically, he's been strong. He continues to do well. So I think all of that maybe kind of indicated to us that, okay, at the very least, he's a bright kid, and we should find good avenues for him to be engaged in a fruitful manner.
And chess was one of the many avenues, I'm assuming then, right? It wasn't the only avenue you found?
It was. We tried out a couple of different activities. He likes math, so he was doing math classes for quite some time. But then he found chess, and quite soon we kind of zeroed in on that as something that he seemed to have a talent for, and also something that he was really interested in and passionate about. And then once we started focusing on that more, we kind of moved away from the other activities in a more structured manner. You know, as he said, he still gets some time to be a regular kid, and he does some of the other things that he enjoys, but he also mostly focuses on chess now in a formal, structured way.
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, if it's not a family secret, what kind of structured methods? Because I know you said you used an app initially. Now you have your father to play against too, apparently, and more. But what is the, you know, plan, so to speak, to heighten Ashwath's critical thinking skills, better his chess game?
Sure. So there are a couple of things. I think on his chess journey, he's had several long-term coaches who've been invaluable in helping shape him and helping him grow, and they continue to play a very key role in that. He's also been part of the national training program here in Singapore, which has also been extremely helpful. That's run by the Singapore Chess Federation here. Apart from that, he plays chess online. He does a lot of chess puzzles, both online and through books. And I think all of that is basically takes up most of his time, and it sort of balances out. So the more formal coaching he has, his coaches, and then he you know, he adds to that by playing a lot online and doing a lot of puzzles online.
Ashwath, we're just about finishing off the interview. I know I'm boring you so much. Our final question today, what is your next goal? What is your dream?
Become a world champion.
Become a world champion? Say it louder. I can't hear you.
Become a world champion in chess.
Ashwath, I have no doubt. It's been such a pleasure to speaking with you both. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.